RadioArchives.com presents G8 and His Battle Aces magazine from March 1938. Patrol of the Phantom, the 54th adventure of G8 and His Battle Aces, as told by G8 to Robert J. Hogan. Read by Nick Santamaria. Out of war-torn skies of World War I flies G8 and His Battle Aces, the greatest combat pilot of that hellish conflict. G8's true name was stricken from all official records so that he could fight the most evil minions of the German Kaiser without the restrictions of the laws of war. Piloting a souped-up SPAD warplane and backed by his wingmen Bull Martin and Nippy Weston, G8 blazed his name across weird battle skies history never recorded. Mad scientists, zombies, werewolves, vampires. These were the unholy allies of Imperial Germany, whom G8 engaged over the blood-soaked trenches of the war to end all wars, in frenzied dogfights straight out of hell. And now, G8 and His Battle Aces' thrilling adventure, Patrol of the Phantom.
Chapter 1. Find the Phantom. The long, low roadster raced at top speed toward Paris. G8, the master American flying spy, sat behind the wheel and sent the car charging into the outskirts of the French metropolis. Beside him sat his two assistants. Little Nippy Weston, the terrier ace, who laughed in the face of death, was in the middle, next to the master spy. On the outside sat Big Bull Martin, former All-American halfback. Bull's rock-like jaw was set at a defiant angle. He leaned forward a little, and his eyes snapped as they followed the gleam of the headlights down the road.
"Holy herring!" he grunted. "I don't believe it!"
"You don't believe what, you big ox?" Nippy cracked.
Bull jerked his head around and stared at his little pal.
"Well, what have we been talking about? Why are we going to intelligence headquarters in Paris?" he demanded. "I'm talking about what A1 told G8 over the telephone. Didn't he say they had just caught a bird down there who has more nerve than any man he ever saw? That's a lie, particularly if it's about a German agent. There isn't anybody with more nerve in a tight spot than G8.
The master spy smiled. "I'm afraid, Bull," he ventured, "that you're prejudiced."
"Certainly I'm prejudiced," Bull growled. "But it's the truth, just the same. Believe me, I want to see this guy who's supposed to have more nerve than you."
"We'll see him in a few minutes if he's still at intelligence headquarters," G8 promised. Presently, the master spy pulled the roadster up before the building which housed the American intelligence. The three of them piled out and walked quickly inside. They turned right into the first office off the corridor. There were three men in that room already. A1, the chief of American intelligence, sat behind his desk. Before him stood a member of the Yank military police in khaki uniform. He was a big, raw-boned, powerful fellow. Handcuffed to the Yank's wrist was another man. He was slim, of average height, and dressed in civilian clothes. As G8 and his battle aces came in, they heard the chief of intelligence asking the MP,
"Have you searched the prisoner?"
"Yes, sir," the MP told him. "I've searched him, and he hasn't any weapon on him, unless he swallowed it."
A1 nodded to G8 and Nippy and Bull as they came into the room. For the first time, all three could plainly see the face of the prisoner. The flesh of his entire face was horribly scarred. His nose had been broken at some time in the past, and futile efforts had been made to straighten it. The prisoner's face was wrinkled in a nonchalant smile. There was nothing arrogant or boastful about it. It was merely self-confident, and if it had not been for the twisted features, his appearance would have been quite pleasant. A1 spoke to the prisoner.
"The military police tell me you've been showing considerable interest in the habits of G8, he said.
The prisoner nodded without relaxing his smile.
"Yes," he said in English, tinged with a slight foreign accent. "That's true. In fact, I was sent over here purposely to learn what I could about G8 and to meet him."
"Well," the intelligence chief said,
"you're meeting him face to face now."
He nodded to the master spy.
"This is G8.
The prisoner's smile broadened.
"It's a pleasure, I'm sure," he said.
G8 found himself smiling back at the fellow.
"The feeling is mutual," he confessed.